So I drank that stuff. I think I'm pretty cleaned out.
Yeah, you had
barium
a nice...
Barium or whatever, is that what it is?
Yeah, barium, yeah. Okay. Did you... yeah, you're pretty cleaned out.
Yeah.
Thank you for getting me the stool sample. That was great. Everything looks pretty good.
Oh, good. No blood or anything?
Yeah, no blood.
Oh, good.
Yeah, looks good. Like... and we did film you, and we noticed it was 5 or 6 wipes. So that's good.
I'm embarrassed. I didn't know there were cameras.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's just it's part of the physical. We should have told you that, but we don't want people to modify, you know, what they normally do. We want to get
I'd like to see you destroy that footage before I leave, okay? Just that's a weird thing don't to worry. Have out there. I know.
Don't worry
about
it.
But I'd like to see you zero out the file.
Okay, so I guess you just don't want to have that? You don't want us to have it?
I don't want you to have it.
Well, just so you know, it I mean, it does have your face.
I know.
It is kind of an aerial view.
Was it in that light fixture?
Yeah. Yes.
That was a strange little... Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, but let's make sure we get rid of that.
Okay, yeah, we can have that deleted. Yeah, some people want us to have it for future reference, but you want it deleted?
I can't imagine why someone would want that.
Would you want a...
You just
want a copy?
Do I want a copy of me wiping myself and shitting? No, I don't.
All right, cool.
I dread that part of my life anyways, really.
And I did notice that you wiped from... You went in from the back.
Is that good?
That is good.
So,
a lot of
front. I go in from the back and pull back.
And you
right?
pull back. Yes, that's right.
That's good.
Yeah, a lot of people actually go in from the front and they kind of pull up
back
their
to the front, and that's bad.
Yeah, they kind of pull up their penis and scrotum and wipe from the front, and they pull forward.
Okay.
And that's we don't. You know, we usually tell people it's a bad idea.
Okay.
All right. Cool. So no copy, and no. Wants it deleted.
Yeah,
great.
Tell what's her name. No
okay,
copy.
Okay, yeah.
Can you tell her to delete it?
Delete it?
Can you tell
You want to delete it?
Yeah.
Okay. Tina, he wants his stall video deleted. Okay. Okay, great. Yeah, we'll just delete it from the iCloud. Great. Okay.
It's already in the cloud?
Yeah, it goes to the cloud pretty much immediately.
Please don't let that get out.
No, it won't. It won't. It won't.
All right.
Okay, so colonoscopy, if you want to get up here on the table. And I'm actually going to, sorry.
That looks like a Roto-Rooter. Is that the camera on the spool?
That is the camera, yes. Yeah.
What do you got, like 12 feet of coil in there?
Yeah, I mean, we like to go up there. We like to get all the way to the small intestine. We got
to
get all the way.
So not up to the esophagus.
No.
You go into the stomach.
Yeah, no. We don't.
Just
to the entry of the small intestine.
Okay.
Where it turns from small to large.
Okay.
So we'll see all the large intestine and the colon.
You can go into the stomach if you want to. I'd love to get everything done. No.
I don't. Okay. No, that's not something you want.
Okay, great. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so, and I'm going to just release the table here. It kind of tilts back, gets you all the way back. All right. Oh, wait, you didn't put the seatbelt on. Whoa, you're falling off.
Sorry.
Put the seatbelt on so it holds you in.
It's just like an airline chair.
Yeah, there you go. I'm going back you up. Okay,
whoa.
Great. And we're in.
Oh, God damn it. God damn it.
Sorry, just wanted to
that
go ahead.
That doesn't, that's... Terrible
just,
bedside manner.
I just, people tighten up. We got to go in quick. All right, so take a look here at the screen with me. You see?
Well, that's mine, huh?
Yeah, that's you. So we're entering the colon here.
Looks
pretty
like
good.
Drain pipe,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, it's pretty clean.
Is there a light on the head of that?
Yes. I'm going to turn the light on here. See that?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild. That's me.
That's you.
Doesn't hurt too bad either.
Yeah, it's not too bad. You'll get used to it. Yeah, we're going to go a little bit deeper here.
Okay. Go slower.
All right, sorry. How's this?
That's fine. Just
looks good. Okay, here. See, this is a little bit of excrement there, right there. But that's all good.
I don't want to look at my own excrement.
All right, no, don't see any bleeding or anything. That's good. Gonna go a little bit deeper.
You know what? I'm not gonna look. I actually don't want to talk. This is actually uncomfortable. It's not the most pleasant experience.
Okay, you don't want
to
see.
Hurt. Well, it's just. It feels like a hanger a little bit. It's not terrible pain, but it feels like a hanger.
Yeah.
Or something. Coat hanger. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's rigid.
Well, I'm actually going to go around a corner here.
You don't have to narrate.
Going around a corner and...
You really...
Hold on. We're going to look left and look right. You feel that left and right there?
Actually, I do.
Okay.
I do. Here. That's not, okay, there's no traffic.
This?
Why do you look left and right? There's no
look
traffic.
Left and right before we go, go further in. And we're safe. We look both ways and go in.
Tell me what you're looking for.
Okay, see this here? This is maybe the start of a small problem. It's the beginning of a polyp. See this? Yeah. Polyps, pretty common for a man your age to have, you know, beginnings of polyps. But that's something we want to keep an eye on, you know, if they get worse.
What's the difference between a polyp and a hemorrhoid? Can I ask you that?
Well, a polyp is a kind of, you know, those moles, big moles that kind of like hang off of someone's. No. The skin mole.
Like a skin tag.
Yeah, skin tag that kind of like hangs.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a
skin tag.
An icicle.
I know, exactly.
Skin tag.
You could stop.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, skin tag.
A skin tag.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's got a small base, bigger head, hangs. So that is basically a polyp. And those are inside, and they can break off and rupture and cause some issues, some bleeding. So, but a hemorrhoid is
a hemorrhoid?
Weakening in the wall.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A weakening in the wall. So that's something you don't want because it can stuff from your colon can leak out into your abdominal cavity.
Okay.
So that's something you know you definitely don't
want.
But we got some beginnings of polyps. You're gonna look left, right, straight. Up, down, and go in, a little further in.
You don't have to narrate.
Here we go. Just squeeze past. Little turd. You want to take a look at that? That's a beginning of a turd. That's actually pretty interesting. It looks like it's maybe, this is before all of the nutrients has been removed. This is actually still pretty close to food here.
That's the transition from food to turd?
Yeah, this is kind of like the missing link between food and turd.
Oh, man.
So you see that kind of...
I guess,
kind of maybe looks... maybe there's some potatoes there.
Yeah, there's like separate regions. Like food or...
Yeah.
Stool is more uniform, right?
And right, food exactly.
Looks like peas one here and
yeah,
carrots
some peas
there.
And carrots. Yeah, yeah. Maybe or some of that kimchi, burrito.
Burrito.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had a Slim Jim.
Oh, that's what. That's what that is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think that's Slim Jim?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that could be. Yeah, that's Slim Jim. Let me push
it
a little bit.
Yeah, I was gonna say why we stopped to look at a turd.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask you why we stopped to look at a turd.
I just thought it might be interesting for you to see. A lot of people find this interesting.
I guess it is.
You want to see?
Are you saving this footage, by the way?
Oh, this is being filmed. Yeah.
I know, but. I guess I don't mind if this is out there. That's
okay. Well, we did catch a lot of your face on the way in.
So when it was spooled, you had the camera on.
Yeah, I go
so
ahead and
turn it
on.
So it covers, the journey starts from you unspooling it to my face to going in my anus?
So often I forget to record, so I go ahead and start it as soon as we walk in here. So yeah, it caught a lot of.
I wouldn't mind if you clipped out the front end of this video.
Okay, clip that out a little bit.
Yeah, that's a little.
Just clip the front off.
Okay,
yeah, of course.
It feels like a violation a little bit because it's so far in there.
Which I honestly don't think our president has done. I don't think he... I mean, what's he... Do you think he's actually grabbed a woman by her vagina? Come on.
What?
Our president.
Do I
Trump.
Think he's... He admitted to it, didn't he?
Oh, no. That's just locker room talk. It's just him bragging to Billy Bush. You never bragged about something you haven't really done?
I don't know. I didn't like our candidate... characterizing women that way. That was disappointing.
Oh, come on. Give him a chance.
Well, I guess we all have to. He won.
Yeah, he did. Fair and square. Fair and square.
I don't know about that. They're still... FBI's looking into how fair it was.
Oh. What?
Can we have this conversation post?
For sure.
Camera inside
Yes.
Intestine.
Oh, here we go. Ooh. Okay. This here... It's a little worrisome. We want to keep an eye on this. This
is
just like a little abrasion here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How much roughage are you eating?
I try to eat salad once a day.
Uh-huh.
You know, as a younger man, I probably ate too many like cased meats and corned beef hash, like stuff out of a can. I was a bachelor.
Okay. Good. You want to keep that roughage up. Make sure you eat a lot of vegetables. That's going to clear this out.
Do you believe in regular enemas?
Yes, yeah, you definitely need to get enema regularly. Okay. Yeah, I think keep it clean. Oh, yeah, as you can see here, there's a couple of turds stuck on the walls. You want to keep that clean.
Wait, so do you think they're up there for an abnormal amount of time?
Sometimes. These seem like they've been here for a little bit. I'm actually going to break them off, set them
like
free.
Like ancient turds?
Hold on, I'm going to break these turds off. I know. Clean those off.
Do it. Whatever you got to do.
All right, it's cleaned off. Good. All right. And 1, 2, 3, pulling it all the way out. Okay. Sorry about that. I just wanted to get it out quick. Sometimes the journey back can be a little bit more discomforting than the journey in.
It seems risky to pull it backwards off through that curvy road.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine. You're good. You actually look, that's one of the more healthy colons I've ever seen. That was really good. You're good there.
It was sort of a sightseeing tour for turds for a while.
It was, yeah. There was some interesting stuff in there, but I some people like to see, you know, the journey.
Can you clean that after I leave?
Yeah, would you mind turning the fan on?
Thank you again for listening to UCB Sports and Leisure with our special guest this week, Drew Tarver. You can find us on Twitter at UCBSL. And if you like our show, please review us or give us a thumbs up on the iTunes. And as always, thank you to our wonderful producer, Cody Ziegler, and peace.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.